Each day in God's life can bring about the unexpected, can bring about events, people, thoughts, emotions, bodily changes, new perceptions, visions, things that the conscious mind would not have been prepared for. And the way to greet this, since we don't know whether what comes in a day is going to be filled with joyful greetings or something difficult that awakens a challenge in us, we don't know that. So the requirement is to be in a state of innocence. To be in a state of innocence means that we are willing to hold our own agenda for what a day brings lightly. We are willing to trust that what needs to happen will happen, and that God is at all times creating the sequence of events in conjunction with the purposes of our own soul that bring about the greatest good in our individual life and in the life of the earth. This is what innocence is, to hold in trust the goodness of life and to feel the willingness to not know what the day is going to bring and to greet it with a sense of expectancy, no matter what it brings, no matter if it brings hardship and difficulty or it brings something wonderful, to know that all is held in God. Now, children have an attitude of innocence and anticipation. They innately, because they're not far from the point of their origin, they have innately, when they're very young, a sense of acceptance of life. They don't have the ego structure and the mental capacity to think ahead, well, this is going to happen next, or I have to do this in order to get to the next step. So young children have that as their inherent nature, to be joyfully connected with life. And even though in some children who deal with unfortunate circumstances, that sense of joyful trust is lost because of tragedy or because of extreme difficulty in the parental environment, it can be lost. But barring unforeseen tragedies or severe circumstances, children know how to be in innocent joy in relation to life. And adults who have lived through more and who have acquired an identification with the mind, this is particularly important. It's not just what you've lived through, it's also what you think and how you think and how we relate to our minds and our plans and our expectations and our need to be in control of life, all of which comes through the mind. It's that, more than other things, that creates the loss of innocence. So, when you hear these things, and especially when you relate to the word innocence, try to feel inside yourself where you are with your own willingness to let go of your mind and its judgments about what you think should happen, needs to happen, is going to happen, and to be open and empty like a child. Feel within yourself whether you are willing or unwilling to do that, and be without judgment about that, because each individual soul who has been on the earth has a long history of feeling oftentimes separated from the source of support, which is God. And so because of that feeling of separation, there has been a need to feel in control and a need to think through things and to plan things. But we are being called, because of the light that's growing, to return to a state of being and to return to a state of innocence that has never left us, even though we may have left it. We haven't left it deliberately. We've left it because of fear, the fear that we were alone. That's what caused the leaving of the state of innocence. And so now, today, is a day to see whether you can let go of that fear and become childlike. And some things may help you to do this. Walking, breathing, feeling the air, smelling things, being simple, touching things, doing things that take you away from mental processing and evaluating things around you. Everybody has a sense of touch. Everybody can put their hands on a tree. Everybody can take off their shoes and walk on the earth. Everybody can do this if you want to. Everybody can feel warm or cold. You can feel the sun on your skin or on your face. Or you can feel bundled up in clothing and feel warmed that way. Everybody has a sense of touch. And what touches you comes from God as much as what you think, what you feel. What touches you, what your hands touch, comes from God. And so the return to innocence and the willingness to be in the moment or in the day with a day of God's life is open. It's a choice. It's not far from you. But there needs to be a willingness to let go of fear and to just be. And you can find your own way of doing this if you want to. You can find your own way. There may be something that's an activity that takes you out of your mind into something else. Constructing something, sewing something, traveling someplace, walking somewhere, hearing a song, reading a poem. These are the things that can take you into a different part of yourself if you're willing to go there. But the willingness has to be there, because the need to be in control has been so long and so long-standing. So today is another day of God's life in which anything is possible. We don't know what will be possible. We don't know what will be possible in the next minute, or what will be possible after I stop speaking. We don't know what will be possible with somebody that we meet that we didn't expect to meet. We don't know who we'll call. We don't know what we will think. It all can be held in God out of a willingness to be in innocent trust. It all can be held in God, including the thought process itself. You can be in a state of non-judgment about your own thought process to say, oh, this is what I'm feeling again, or this is what I'm thinking again. And then if it's not what you want to be thinking or feeling, breathe. Breathe. And let it go. I am not my thoughts. I am not my mind. Breathe and let it go. So you can choose that. And there may be a struggle between the part of you that insists on thinking more about things and the part of you that's willing to breathe. There may be a struggle, but in each struggle, there's a choice. Breathe. Be simple. Be innocent. Let go. This is how you allow your life to join with God's divine plan for your life. This is how, in the state of innocence. And in the state of innocence, you allow things to come to you without grasping them. They just come to you, sometimes as events, and sometimes as thoughts, and sometimes as impulses to act in a certain way. Just come to you. And then, of course, you need to be in a place of trusting yourself and the goodness of your impulses, because you can feel, as many have come to feel about themselves, that they are not inherently trustworthy. Or you can feel, especially when you're praying and asking for God's will to be made known to you, especially then, when something comes to you that feels like it's an opening, you can walk in that direction. But you need to choose to. And so there is a choice involved in this, the choice to allow innocence to be, the choice to allow the heart and the soul to be in their rightful place of importance every moment of the day, no matter what you're doing, to be connected to your heart and your soul, which is God's life expressing through you. And when you feel in a moment that you're into some obsessive pattern again and again and again, breathe, let it go. Walk, touch, smell, hear, sing. Do what you can do that takes you into the simplicity of yourself, of your own innocent childlike state. Do whatever you can do. Human beings have to rediscover what they were born with innately, which is their childlike innocent receptivity to divine impulses of light. This is how human beings were meant to live, innately receiving divine impulses of light that allows the self to know without obstruction, this is what I'm meant to be doing right now. It doesn't get obstructed because it feels like what you wish for yourself. It doesn't feel like something different than what you wish. It feels like what you wish for yourself. And so it feels that God's life and your own life are joined. Being called, being asked, being pulled towards that which you would wish for yourself. Most of us are not there yet to feel that alignment all of the time. But the state of innocence and opening to that allows that to happen much more, because the mental processing that is constructed out of fear and the need to be in control can be released little by little, or for some people, can be released quickly. But the willingness to be in innocence takes us out of that processing of observing life and judging ourselves and judging life into feeling the goodness of what is and feeling God's presence in what is. So I invite you in this moment of listening to me talk to breathe more deeply and to allow yourself to feel like the child that you are. No matter how old you are a child of the universe. And inside of yourself, you will never stop being that, no matter how old you are. You are a child of the universe, a creation of God. May all beings be blessed to find and to feel and experience their own innocence and trust, to know that it is alive and well within them, to be able to live from that place of innocence. May all be blessed with this truth. Thank you for joining me in this podcast, and I look forward to being with you again next time.